You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today, it turns out, is one of those days where the economic news is not all that it seems to be. You've heard by now, I'm sure, that the American economy grew at an annualized rate of 6.5% in the second quarter. That's April through June. And that's good. It's great, even, but not the 8-something percent everybody had been guessing. Below expectations, though it may have been, today's reading does mean the economy's caught up to where it was before the pandemic started. Except, you know, technically, we're still behind. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains.
In the first half of 2020, the economy lost $1.9 trillion. 11.3% of economic output disappeared into thin air. And at one point, we were down 22 million jobs. Constance Hunter is chief economist at KPMG.
This is the largest decline in GDP the U.S. has experienced since World War II.
Just as dramatically, we've managed to reverse that decline. According to today's data, it was sometime this spring that we got back to where we were, in terms of GDP, before all the lockdowns. But that's not the same thing as getting to where we would be now if COVID had never happened and the economy had kept growing.
People still graduated from high school, they graduated from university, they were ready to hit the workforce, and they were hampered from being able to do so because of the pandemic.
So when do we get to the point at which it is like the pandemic never happened?
That's going to take a bit longer, and it would probably happen around the second half of 2022.
Paul Ashworth is chief U.S. economist at Capital Economics, and his estimate is conservative. Some economists think we could be completely back as if nothing happened by the end of this year.
It's possible. It all depends on what happens in the second half of the year in terms of economic growth.
But the U.S. lost more than just economic output that it has to regain. It also lost jobs. Lindsay Piegza's chief economist at investment bank Stifel.
Jobs might take longer. We're about 70% recapturing the jobs lost since the onset of the recession.
When it comes to how the Delta variant will affect the progress we've made, economists say they aren't totally sure. Piegza says there are some people out in the economy for whom the Delta variant changes things.
That's going to impact their decisions on how they behave, everything from eating out to going back into the office.
But she says there are millions of people, vaccinated and not, for whom Delta changes nothing and who will continue about their economic lives. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
Whole lot of unknown unknowns, right? Okay, one more word here about Jay Powell and the Federal Reserve meeting that wrapped up yesterday. We gave you the skinny about the substance of what Powell said, but there was something else that caught my ear that I thought it might be useful for you to hear. It came off a question from David Gura. Once upon a time, a Washington correspondent for us, and then a Friday regular when he went to DV, and now, he works for another public radio outfit, let's just say. But anyway, here is the question Gura asked.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was going to ask if you've started drafting your Jackson Hole speech, but I'm going to go in a different direction here. Steve Leisman asked you about semantics, and I'm going to take a cue from him and ask you about the term transitory.
He got to laugh at a pal, which is always nice.
I wonder about this term and what you would say to people who don't know it definitionally, don't know what it means, and see prices going up and wonder how long they're going to have to wait.
And that's a really good question, because Powell and the rest of us have been throwing that word around like we all share the same understanding.
You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help that. Anyway, here is Powell.
The concept of transitory is really this. It is that the increases will happen. We're not saying they will reverse. That's not what transitory means. It means that the increases in prices will happen. So there will be inflation, but that the process of inflation will stop.
All right, so here's a little bit more.
What I mean by transitory is just something that doesn't leave a permanent mark on the inflation process. Again, we don't mean, I don't mean that you know, producers are going to take those price increases back. That's not the idea. It's just that they won't go on indefinitely.
Powell gave, to be clear, a 2.5-minute answer to Gura's question. Those were the most relevant bits, I thought. Transitory does not mean, in the official J. Powell dictionary, that all the price increases we're seeing are going to go away. And that seemed important for you to know. That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.